Start.
Movement.
Speak.
Live in hope.
Tour the pit.
On Youth Station.
Youth Station.
I am a Muslim.
Islamite.
Allah my Lord.
Allah my Lord.
His word Quran.
His word Quran.
Muhammad Prophet.
Muhammad Prophet.
Praise be upon.
Praise be upon.
I am Muslim for all of time.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم.
السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته.
Yes, everyone, welcome to another episode of Youth Station. This is Asma.
And this is Bita. And we are at RIB English Radio. Nice to meet you again. And, you know, it is a big pleasure for me to have a nice topic today and a discussion, enjoyable discussion with you.
Of course. Same in here, Bita. I'm very happy to be here with you. And I'm sure we're going to have some very interesting stuff to share.
And also, I want you, not only you, my sister Asma, but all the people which are hearing to us and listening to us, to be calm. Today we're talking about calmness.
Difficult.
Exactly.
Very difficult.
In modern city is something even impossible to be calm.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. So we're going to talk about the things in life we should just ignore to be calm.
Yeah, you know, ever since I was a kid, I remember when I was so much passionate about something, I could not stop being so passionate. So when I'm angry, I cannot just hide it. When I'm sad, it's very much clear from the expression of my face, so I'm not the kind of person who could just hide things. Mm-hmm. But as I grew older, I learned that sometimes you have to ignore things. You know, ignoring is the best way of dealing with difficult situations, isn't it?
Yeah, I do agree with that one. You know, I think calmness is a sign of intelligence.
Mm-hmm.
And intelligence means just you have to choose what to see and what not to see wisely.
I guess it's a power.
It's a big power, I think. It's a big strength that I think most of the people just don't have.
Mm-hmm.
And the thing is, I think there is a strong bond between ignorance and talking. You know, your reaction, your physical reaction, your psychological reaction. Because of that, I'm going to talk about these points.
Now you're making a huge proclamation.
I know. And, you know, for example, when you are deciding to talk about something, it's like you are showing yourself.
Yeah, exactly.
And there is a narration that tells that, okay, when you don't speak, other people cannot understand who exactly you are.
Yeah.
But the thing is, ignorance, you know, cannot be fulfilled without just being silent, I think. Also, there is a beautiful quote that when you decide to be silent, you will fulfill two characteristics. First of all, you will gain knowledge about other people, about anything, and even about other people who are more knowledgeable than you. And the second one, which is more important, is that you will gain ignorance to the ignorant people, to everything which will annoy you in this world.
Yeah.
And but I think it is a really, really difficult thing to do in this real life and day-to-day life to be silent. I don't say just like keep silent and stay and just stay somewhere and just look at other people like you're a robot or something at all. But sometimes, you know, being known as a dummy is better than being anxious about other people and you know, somehow...
No, I don't agree.
Somehow,
sometimes being anxious and angry action is just so
I think
nice.
Somehow calmness has a strong bond with being dummy. I'm not telling you that, for example, you have to act like a dummy to be calm at all.
Mm.
You know, exactly, it was a way, I think, if you know Bahlul in our literature, who was a wise man, he wanted to live calmly.
Yeah, but, you know, that's very difficult. Let's admit it, it's very difficult. Sometimes
I'm not telling
even
you it's
ignoring
not difficult.
People who are hurting you, who are very much cruel towards you, is a very difficult thing to do.
Exactly.
Now I have a question. What are the things that irritate you most?
You know, it's not like I'm, for example, a kind of person who will be irritated easily.
Yeah.
I'm somehow kind and
yes,
you know,
you're very
introvert.
Much calm and kind.
And because my, you know, somehow soft persona, I'm not like, okay, shouting or something like that. But the thing is, deep in my heart and even in my brain, I feel like, okay, I'm right now, it was, you know, I'm really irritated and I'm going to kill you. I don't tell that. But in my heart, you know, just I am mesmerized.
It happens
and
to everyone.
To everyone. One other thing which I hate most, and I will react to this one, is lying.
Yeah.
I really hate it. You know, it's not like I'm being a good person right now for you.
Yeah.
I really hate it. You know, it's like, for example, when someone lies to me, I'm like, okay, why? What was your reason? I want a reason. If you don't
What's
give me a reason, I will kill
honesty?
You.
What's the problem with honesty? Yes. Let's go for a short break and we'll be back
I
for the rest of discussion.
One.
So, dear listeners, this is Arab English Radio. You're listening to Youth Station. Let's go for a short little break and then we'll be back in no time. Stay tuned. Welcome back to your favorite cozy corner, Youth Station, here. Asma and Bito are talking about some very interesting stuff, which is keeping calm and ignoring the things that might irritate you.
Which is somehow impossible for me,
yeah,
at least.
For everyone, I guess.
I don't know.
Well, I asked you a question about what irritates you most, and you said lying. And we were just continuing the discussion.
Yeah, exactly. So I want to ask you the same question. How about you? What is the, you know, the thing which irritates you the most? I'm not telling you just irritates you, irritates you the most, and you hate it, you know?
Yeah, of course. Hypocrisy, I would say. You know, it's the same as lying.
Yeah, exactly.
So it would be another format of lying. But that would kill me. When I see someone is wearing a mask, it's okay to some point, you know? To some point, I would say, okay, that she or he is wearing a mask
but,
because they're keeping face in front of people.
Let me tell you something. It's not about being okay. We are always wearing a mask.
Yeah.
You are wearing a mask. You're not yourself. You're not exact yourself with me, for example.
I'm not wearing
because,
a mask.
Because, no, I'm not telling you that you're wearing a mask, you know? I'm telling you that a mask is needed in any situation.
Yes, but to the point that you are just trying to put yourself in a special shape that looks like you are fully mannered. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Just to show to people that you are respecting the manners.
Mm-hmm.
It's okay to have a mask that would just conceal your irritations. You know what I mean?
I know.
I'm a person who gets angry very much easily. It's okay for me to wear a mask and control it.
Mm-hmm.
But sometimes the situation gets really hard.
I do.
So it's not easy to just...
control your anger.
Yeah, control your anger with some sort of people that would destroy your
opponent. I didn't agree with one part about your speech. You know, you told me that, you know, wearing a mask is a way to control your anger. I do not agree with that one.
Because yes, it is.
No, it's not a way to control it. It's a way to conceal it, to hide it.
See,
nothing more.
When you have an urge to explode at people's face... it's good to control it by wearing a mask and showing that, okay, you're not
control
boiling.
You control it for other people, for the environment.
So I told you that hypocrisy really makes me angry, and you said that lying is the thing that irritates you the most.
Yeah.
And I'm sure if you want to count some more of factors that are
exactly.
going to...
Exactly, there are many countless
there are plenty, yes.
factors.
They're countless. But then is there any way to control it?
Of course there are many ways to control it.
Mm-hmm.
And I told you that wearing a mask is not a good way to control your anger, you know, because this is for other people. It's not deep in your heart. You know, you have to feel calm in your soul, you know. And because of
so you mean that we have to heal that sickness from inside.
Exactly. You know, you cannot just erase the main question and just tell it, okay, I solve it at all. The thing is, in our religion even, the bond and the relation that you have with God will help you to stay calm in these kind of situations.
Yeah.
And there is a beautiful verse that tells you, you know, the only thing that helps you to be calm in this world is, you know, the dhikr of Allah.
The remembrance of Allah.
Exactly.
Talking to Him, chatting with Him.
It's not like always praying.
Mm-hmm.
When you go see nature, when you go to other place, even when you see other people. And
yeah.
There are many colors, many beautiful persons with many different, you know, diversity.
Yeah.
And it is like, okay, what a big world and what a little part of this I am.
Exactly.
So I have to just to keep calm and go on.
Yeah, aside from having a deep relationship with Allah and trying to have a special time and a daily basis to talk with Him and share your feelings and emotions with Him, I would think engaging yourself with the stuff that would make you feel so much busy in order not to think about the things that irritate you also is going to be another good way of healing your problem.
I do
problem.
Agree with that one. But the thing is, for example, it depends on your personality.
Yeah,
for example,
exactly.
My personality is not that type that I can be, you know, focused on something.
Mm-hmm.
And for example, there is something
and
that
mind
really,
is
on my
somewhere
mind,
else.
On my nerve. And it's like, okay, I cannot just concentrate. I just think about that thing and I cannot do my work. I cannot be calm. And it's like, okay, a dead end.
Mm-hmm. But for me, well, it's not just this way. When I have something in my brain, and something that keeps going in my mind, I would go watch a movie, and then I would go read a poem, and then do something artistic, and then through this engagement, I would feel so much alleviated. And it's going to appease me for some time.
This is IRIB English Radio. You're listening to Youth Station.
Just the only thing I think I can tell you is that I listen to music.
Mm-hmm.
And this music is not just by a singer or something, because I don't like them.
Yeah.
I don't say it's not a good art,
it's
for
just
example.
It's the instrument.
But exactly. The instrument is, I think, something beyond our power. It's
yeah.
something that comes from God. I just feel like that always
yeah,
about
exactly.
music.
Yeah, exactly. You know, sometimes even sitting in nature and
yeah.
listening to the sound
of
water.
Nature.
Yeah, sound of the birds.
The sea even.
Looking yeah,
at the
sea
is one of my favorite hobbies.
Mm-hmm.
And whenever I think I'm really tired of this world, of these people, I'm really irritated,
yeah.
I cannot just make myself calm. I could just sit in the beach and look at the sea, and it's like, you know, it's like I see God in that.
Exactly.
It's not like I'm telling you jokes or something. I really feel it, you know, from the bottom of my heart.
You know, everyone has their way.
Mm-hmm.
Someone would find peace through through painting. Some others through planting a new flower in their
exactly.
Garden. And some others through going for reading books, novels, whatever. And the most important one of these ways is going to have that bond and relationship with
mm-hmm.
Allah, because He is the only Almighty that is going to shower you with blessing of peace.
Exactly.
Mm-hmm.
And there are many ways that you can make this bond stronger, I think. But there is another thing, which we're talking about ignorance, you know.
Yeah.
And ignorance is not always the good thing to do. Sometimes you have to be irritated. Sometimes you have to react to other people, even if it means that you, you know, won't be calm anymore.
Yeah.
And this is the price you have to pay to change the world. You know,
yeah.
You just cannot see somewhere and tell, okay, I want to be calm and I want to ignore everything in this world. It's not possible.
Yeah.
You have to be logical and rational and just act in a moderate way. Like, okay, if I see something which would cross my red lines, I would react. I would be irritated.
Yeah.
I would be angry.
Mm-hmm.
And this is not a bad thing sometimes
exactly.
to not to be calm.
Yeah, exactly. So we were talking about the things that we should skip in order to have a peaceful life, in order to stay more calm. One of the ways to just stay calm is to ignore the things that you think are going to irritate you. And we also shared too much of ways and methods in order to just stay calm.
And keep calm after being irritated.
Yeah, even. Get away with all the troubles and problems that would get into our skin and make us angry.
But at last, I want to tell you that nothing can help you more than the thought of God.
Exactly. Of course, constant remembrance of Allah is the thing that would do wonders. So keep calm. That's the only thing I have to say, because this is all the time that we had for today's episode.
I hope you enjoy all this conversation. And also, don't forget to adhu bi zikrillah tatma'innul qulub. Assalamu alaikum.
Wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.